Proclamation number 5925 of 9th of April, 1954. In my name you should ask the Father. In my name you should ask the Father, so that you may find your requests answered. These were my words which I spoke to men while I still walked on earth. Now how are these words to be understood in order to be heeded by you? I taught and lived on earth as the man Jesus, who is in such intimate contact with the Father that he completely entered into his will, that the Father himself spoke from him, that he guided his thoughts and actions, that he only carried out what was the Father's most holy will. So he was also able to speak the words, "Whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, that he will give you." For it was not the man Jesus who spoke, but the Father who was in him. No being could behold me myself, for I am a spirit who is incomprehensible to all beings which came forth from me, the Father Spirit. For anyone who wants to behold me would have to absorb the whole universe, the spiritual and the material world, into himself. He would therefore have to be greater than me in order to be able to grasp me in my infinity, in my unsurpassable abundance of light and strength. This is not possible for any being created by me, since it is an emanation of myself, a spark of light, which would never be able to imagine the eternal light, the primary source of all strength, as something limited, something visible to it. Yet the eternal light and the source of all strength was able to make a form serviceable to himself and manifest himself in this form in order to be visible to the beings which desired to behold him. And this manifestation took place in the man Jesus, who fulfilled the necessary conditions for it. Thus my eternally unfathomable spirit embodied itself in him, and thus I became human. Jesus became God. For only the external form was human, but that which fulfilled this form was God. You therefore call upon God when you call upon Jesus Christ. Understand rightly, if you ask the Father for something in my name. If you call on God in Jesus Christ, then you acknowledge me myself also. You acknowledge Jesus Christ, you believe in my incarnation in him, you confess me because you confess Jesus Christ. My name has become the name of your God for you, and now you can also hope in fullest faith that your prayer will be answered. For I myself have given you the assurance that you will not ask in vain if you call upon the Father in me, in Jesus Christ. As the human being Jesus, I knew about the attainment of my aim, I knew about my mission, the crowning of which was complete deification, so that eternal love itself could take abode in me. I knew about the complete fusion of my body and my soul with the Spirit of Love from eternity. This is why I was already able to give you this assurance on earth that you will be answered if your prayers are directed towards eternal love in my name, for you thereby declare that you believe in me, that I myself as Jesus Christ have redeemed you from eternal death. And I will truly not let your faith be put to shame. Amen.